This morning, the Word of God calls us to be people of gratitude and joy. In the book of Chronicles, when the people simply would not listen to God, to the voice of his prophets, despite his compassion, they were truly hardened in their minds, their hearts, their spirits. And so for 70 years, they were in exile in Babylon. And when they returned to their land, to the place where it all began, they became filled with joy and filled with gratitude. And again, in the readings from Ephesians, reminds us that we are blessed by God and we must be grateful to God for his blessings. And again, in the gospel, how God is constantly, through his Son, through the Word, leading us into his light, and again, his joy. And so in that spirit today, I am mindful of a very dear friend of mine. Her name is Eileen. And many years ago, actually 15, she heard about this young boy then, 2 years old, a baby, in a nursing home. His name was Mohammed. And Mohammed was severely challenged, mentally, physically, and because the parents were very poor, they were from the Middle East, they had two sons at birth severely disabled. And so they took the one back to the Middle East and left Mohammed in this nursing home. And Eileen went and saw him, and their two eyes met each other, and there was love. And so she met him when he was 12 and brought him home to take care of him. And Mohammed is still with Eileen, now at the age of 30. And after all this time, he still has feeding tubes and everything else. He looks at her with great joy in his eyes and says, "Mom, I love you." That's about all he can say. And Eileen has simply loved him. She accepted him for who he was, not what he could do. We live in a world today of winners and people that want to climb the ladder of success. At whatever price it takes to get there, they'll do it. But we have a far greater number of people in the world who are losers rather than winners. And that's why we have a lot of the behavior, deviant behavior that we have, because they don't know how to cope with this. And recently, not recently, actually 10 years ago, when Muhammad was 18, Eileen got a phone call from the United States Army trying to recruit Muhammad. And so they called and said, "Is this Muhammad's residence and address?" He says, "Yes, it is." "Well, we would like to speak to him." "Well," she said, "sir, you might like to speak to him, but he doesn't want to speak to you." And they thought she was trying to thwart him from being enlisted in the United States Army. They were only interested in what Muhammad could do for them, not for who he was. And we know this past week that John Vanier, the founder of L'Arche, was awarded the Templeton Prize, which is one of the biggest prizes in the world, actually in some ways bigger than the Peace Prize in Oslo in Norway. And John, upon receiving this award, looked back and realized that it's happening now, 145 communities throughout the world. But it began with Raphael and Philippe, who were in a mental institution, doomed to no future life. And he received them into his heart and his home. And what John says is important for all of us to hear today. He said, they set me free. I felt so blessed in their presence. I felt whole again as a person, despite all my success as a teacher and philosopher and whatever. I was finally at home in my skin and at peace in my soul. That's what the people in the Old Testament felt. They were finally free. They were finally feeling the blessings of God. They felt whole again and at home in their own skin and at peace in their soul. And this is what God calls all of us to do right now in this fourth week of Lent. The reason for these unusual robes is to express the spirit of joy. And as the great poet Leon Boy said, joy is the infinite, the infallible sign of God's presence in a person. And so as we go about this week, may we also realize it's through the little people of the world, it's through the people that are homeless, that are poor, that are nothing, that our future rests. It's not about what they can do, but it's who they are. And I've experienced the same thing over and over again. They set us free if you allow them to. And so our challenge for this week is to be people of joy and to look at other people, not for what they can do for us, but who they are. All the scriptures even today is God keeps looking at who we are, and that's what he loves. And as Parker Palmer said recently, we spend so much of our lives being treated as a means to someone else's end, valued only if we are useful to others. And sad to say, we often treat others as a means to our ends. So let us go forth today mindful of those around us. Look at those who need to be loved and accepted, and not because of what they can do for us, but because of who they are.